I was traveling west one time at the junction of the state line of Colorado, its arid western one, and the state line of poor Utah. I saw in the clouds huge and massed above the fiery golden desert of Evenfall, the great image of God with forefinger pointed straight at me.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, March 12, 2018. It's the birthday of Jack Kerouac, the American writer best known for the novel On the Road, which became an overnight classic, launching the Beat Generation in the 1950s. Kerouac was born in Lowell, Massachusetts in 1922. His parents were immigrants from Canada, and Jack learned to speak French at home before he learned English at school. He endured a childhood tragedy in the summer of 1926 when his older brother died of rheumatic fever at the age of 9. Drowning in grief, the Kerouac family embraced their Catholic faith more deeply. Jack's writing is full of vivid memories of attending church as a child. From the open door of the church, warm and golden light swarmed out onto the snow. The sound of the organ and singing could be heard. Kerouac's two favorite childhood pastimes were reading and sports. He saw football as his ticket to a college scholarship, which might allow him to secure a good job and save his family's finances. He did receive a football scholarship to Columbia University, and at the age of 17, he packed his bags and moved to New York, where he immediately was awed by the limitless new experiences of big city life, including jazz, which he described as a yearning for some intangible joy. It was also during this first year in New York that he began writing seriously. He enlisted in the Marines in 1943, but was honorably discharged after only 10 days of service for psychological reasons. Kerouac then returned to New York and fell in with a group of friends who would eventually define a literary movement. He met young poets Allen Ginsberg and William Burroughs, and together, these three would go on to become the leaders of the Beat Generation of writers. Another of his New York friends in the late 40s was Neal Cassady, and the two took several cross-country road trips to Chicago, Los Angeles, Denver, and even Mexico City. These trips provided the inspiration for his next and greatest novel, On the Road, a barely fictionalized account of their travels, which has become the stuff of legend. He wrote the entire novel over 1 3-week bender of frenzied composition on a single scroll of paper that measured 120 feet in length. However, publishers dismissed the manuscript and the novel remained unpublished for 6 years. When it finally did come off the press in 1957, On the Road became an instant hit, bolstered by a review in the New York Times that compared it to Ernest Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises, a testament of the lost generation of the 1920s. As Kerouac's girlfriend at the time, Joyce Johnson, put it, Jack went to bed obscure and woke up famous. Despite maintaining a prolific pace of publishing and writing, Kerouac was never able to cope with the fame he achieved after On the Road, and his life soon devolved into a blur of drunkenness and drug addiction. He died from an abdominal hemorrhage on October 21, 1969, at the age of 47. More than 4 decades after his death, Jack Kerouac continues to capture the imagination of wayward and rebellious youth. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 12, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.